Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about how God will sometimes use the ungodly to accomplish his purposes. I'm going to read you from Isaiah chapter 10, verses 5, 6, and 7. Here's what the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah. Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger and the staff in whose hand is my indignation. I will send him against an ungodly nation, and against the people of my wrath I will give him charge to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread them down in the mire of the streets. Yet he does not mean so, nor does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off not a few nations. Now, previously, the prophet Isaiah revealed that God would use Assyria as an instrument of judgment against Syria, Israel, and Judah. That announcement led to a big question. What about Assyria? The Assyrians were even more wicked than Syria, Israel, and Judah. Even though the Assyrians were wicked, yet the Lord could use them as the rod of my anger. And at the same time, none of it excused Assyria, so the Lord said through Isaiah, woe to Assyria. In calling them both the rod of my anger and the staff in whose hand is my indignation, God used pictures that were familiar to the people of that day. The rod and the staff were sticks used by shepherds to guide and correct their sheep. God was saying that Assyria was like a stick in his hand used to correct Syria, Israel, and Judah. Indeed, God even said of the brutal Assyrians, I will send him against an ungodly nation and against the people of my wrath. In this sense, Assyria was on a mission from God. They were doing the Lord's will, running his errands when they came against Syria, Israel, and Judah. God gave them permission. It says, I will give them charge. He gave them permission to attack and ravage Syria, Israel, and Judah. He gave them the permission to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread them down like mire of the streets. But then the prophet Isaiah addressed the stickiest theological issue when he wrote, yet he does not mean so, nor does his heart think so. Since Assyria was an instrument in God's hand, since they were doing the will of the Lord, did that excuse their attack on Syria, Israel, and Judah? Not at all. Though they were instruments in God's hands, they did not mean so, nor does his heart think so. They didn't care at all about God's will or glory in this matter. Instead, God said this about the motivation of Assyria. It is in his heart to destroy and to cut off not a few nations. Assyria didn't care about the will or glory of God. They simply wanted to destroy and cut off as many nations as they could. Psalm 76, verse 10 puts it another way. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. God can use the wickedness and carnality of man to further his will without ever approving of the wickedness or carnality. That pattern is repeated again and again throughout the scriptures. For example, Joseph's brothers sinned against Joseph, but God used it for his purpose, and he disciplined Joseph's brothers. Saul sinned against David, but God used it for his purpose, and he judged Saul. Judas Iscariot sinned against Jesus, but God used it for his purpose, and he judged Judas. This should help us with questions that trouble many people. The first question is, how can God bring any good through this evil that was done to me? We can't often know in advance how God will bring the good, but we can trust that he will as we continue to yield to him and seek him. Hey, God used the Assyrians to accomplish something ultimately good for his people. He can use and redeem the evil done to you for something good. The second question is this. Doesn't God care about what they did to me? The answer is, God does care, and he will bring his correction or judgment according to his perfect will and timing. Hey, breathe deep, look at the example of Assyria, and renew your trust in God. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.